I was in here from morning, and I'll die in here.
Seven. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our Survival Monday Night broadcast with your hosts, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and I'm your co-host and General of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Now, before we get on with tonight's show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, with that being said, welcome everybody, and especially any of you conservatives out there that are listening, or any Democrats on the fence. We'd enjoy it and appreciate it if you call in, give us your opinions. There's a lot going on around this country, a lot worse than what we've all been saying here at the Defender 7. My second-in-command, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, and I both have been saying, and Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and a few others. Well, I guess we're not conspiracy theorists, huh? Gee whiz. Look at that. Look at what we've put out there for over 2 years. 2 years. That everybody was doubting us, and everybody was pushing us off, and everybody was, oh, that's not going to happen. Well, gee whiz, look at how much of the stuff that we covered. Look what's happening. It's only going to get worse from here on out, people. And for those of you defenders that are listening right now, I know I'm going to hurt your feelings, but you know what? Fuck it. If you don't get on board and start participating, and learning, you're going to be left in the dust. Because when shit hits the fan and we all decide to show up to our meeting place so that we can survive, you're going to be SOL. I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm tired of holding back. And you're going to find out a lot more on this show tonight. So, I'm now going to bring in your hosts, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, Colonel Kimberly Purvis. We also have our major from Wisconsin. Miss Lorna Munson.
Wisconsin.
Hopefully, for not too much longer.
And from Pennsylvania, we got Miss Maria Dolomine.
Hey, you know, pretty soon you're not going to be able to say Lorna from Wisconsin. It's going to be from Carolina.
No, too bad. Her name's Wisconsin, no matter what. That's it.
Good evening, everybody.
I said so.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, me and Chris were just talking, and We do have, and so Kim and I today, but we do have a lot to cover. And like I said, if I pissed off or hurt your feelings by what I said at the beginning, I feel sorry for you. You need a safe space to go there. But I don't care if you're Democratic or Republican and you belong to our group. Don't want to participate? When shit hits the fan, you're on your own. I'm sorry. That's my feeling.
Well, I totally agree.
Yeah, before we get started, we're not going to cover – we've already beat this up, this subject like a dead horse on survival with the bug-out bags and whatever. There's no need to keep covering that, so we'll just cover other survival things that you need. But as far as what you're talking about, look, if you have a group of people, it doesn't matter if you're in our group or whatever, don't go and blurt it out to the whole world where you're going to go. One, because everyone will go there and kind of screw
yep.
things up for you. Just keep it close to the vest, you know, to the people that you want to be there, and then have it set and ready to go. Because we all know with what's going on, look, Big Brother's
I don't think everybody does, Kim.
What?
I don't think everybody knows what's going on yet.
Okay. Well,
or they
want,
they don't want to believe it.
True.
I think that's more of it. They don't want to believe it.
Because you know why? Because America has been free. We've had our Constitution since 1776. We've been a free country, and we've gone so far that nobody wants to believe, oh, no, we'll never be communist. Really? What do you think we've been doing for
the
last 18 months?
Yeah. 18 there's
months.
There's more and more evidence, and more people are actually starting to, you know, to say it. You know, anybody at this point that's blind, I mean, which is worse, being blind because somebody could put their hand over your eyes or being blind because you close your eyes and refuse to see the truth?
I'd be ashamed of myself if I closed my eyes and refused to admit it when somebody shows me evidence, proof.
I know.
Right to my face and says, here. You screwed up, or here, the government, whatever, and you'd be stupid to not believe it. Now, don't get me wrong. Always do research yourself. Don't always
yep.
count on somebody else to do it for you.
Well, the problem is with that, that everybody sees shit on Facebook, but yet, how many listeners out there know of people that have been in Facebook jail? It's called censorship for a reason. Facebook is
yep.
Oh
yeah.
I
now,
got 27 more days left.
Doing it.
I got 3 days again, 2 days in a row.
I lost the whole account. Facebook deleted one of my accounts. So I lost over 8,000 pictures that I had from my childhood that I uploaded to Facebook. You know, I know Facebook. I joined in 2009.
Oh, you
but,
didn't save them?
Huh?
Where are you going to save them to? That's my question.
If oh,
you know how you do it?
You have no idea what you're talking about.
A USB drive?
Hold on,
no,
everybody.
I don't save stuff to the cloud. I have a USB thing.
Okay.
Okay.
You go on your Facebook, and if you create albums, it doesn't matter. It'll have mobile uploads. You click the three little dots in the right-hand corner, download album, and it goes right onto my – it went on my computer. So – which has 3,000, but when I – my very first account that I created, Facebook had put it – I've been in Facebook jail so many times that I had they restricted my account. One more screw-up, and they said they got permanently banned, and they permanently banned my account, which happened to be the very first one I started, and I've lost all my videos of my grandkids from birth till 6-7 years old.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That they didn't even let you get that stuff. That's fucked up.
Oh, I know.
They
don't care.
Get that.
They don't care. So the thing is, this is the reason why I say this. When you sit down and look at what's going on. Yes, you can't take Facebook into you can't take it into account as that's not research. That's like going on Wikipedia, okay? You've got to check multiple sources to check and cross-check everything else to make sure whatever it is. So anywho, when you go through it, whatever region you're in, whatever state you're in, okay, with what's going on right now, decide what place would be best for you to go to. Have multiple locations. Don't put it on social media. Watch how just because. Conservatives, Republicans, Christians, we're all being targeted. They're trying to, I saw that video that you posted, Maria, on the National and Telegram.
Uh-huh.
Mark Dice. I can't believe
right.
People actually want conservatives arrested for 30 days because they said the election was stolen.
They're mentally imbalanced. Maybe we should have thrown all the people that said the thing got about Trump in jail.
But that, it's a double standard.
Right. Yeah. The Democrats get away. They're above the law. If you haven't realized that by now.
Now, did you guys see in Portland, Oregon, the Christian, it was 2 days in a row. A pastor was, they were preaching and singing and all this. Antifa showed up and they started launching the stun grenades, explosions and all that crap. Ruined $30,000 worth of equipment, sound equipment.
Yep.
Not
put children at risk too.
Not one of them are in jail.
No.
The news media
didn't cover it. However, they did cover later when some kind of patriot group, at least I'm assuming they're a patriot group, chased them down. And now that got put on the media about how some patriots were attacking people.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So here's the thing, guys. I don't know if you know about this. I don't know if you kept your head in the sand. Whatever, float your boat, I don't care. If you go online and look, there are FEMA camps all over the United States.
Yep.
That have been around for a while, started with Obama before he got out. And Governor Lee of Tennessee, in all his brilliant wisdom, signed his own, whatever executive orders they do as a governor, to allow FEMA to build more FEMA camps. And he also enacted the National Guard in Tennessee to round up anybody who was not vaccinated and to put them in.
I forgot to ask about that.
The FEMA camp. Well, I went online and found the article that says he did that. And I guess he did it last week or something. I looked it up before. I wanted to make sure. It is. He did
now
it.
Here's
like a dumbass.
Kim.
Where is that at, Kim?
Yeah.
Here is another one. New York City.
Yeah.
If you are not vaccinated.
Where's the one in Tennessee?
The passport. Yeah.
You are not allowed in New York.
I think New York starts September 13th. I think that starts September 13th in New York.
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, well, on top of that shit, you know, it's been going around, and it's not just on Facebook, but it's been going around a lot of places that to start watching from the 10th on. Now, the 11th with this emergency broadcast, they're doing that because of Missouri. Because Missouri...
Well, don't forget, they're also testing the 5G towers, so everybody needs to be careful.
Well, it's not just that.
Bobby,
what's going on
with Missouri?
Because they're having some kind of summit. One of the senators.
Oh.
A conservative senator. And it's all to fucking...
Oh, okay.
You know, interfere with that. That's the reason why they're doing it on the 11th.
Oh, the symposium with Mike Lindell or something else?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff they got planned for the 11th that's really
freaky.
I'm
also
going to
tell you something else, too, that Christopher and I both been saying for the past 2 years. I've seen it with my own eyes. UN vehicles on train tracks.
Yeah, I saw some when I was traveling.
Now Missouri, just before they put out this information about what's going to happen on the 11th. Funny that somebody took a video of the train with UN vehicles on it going through Missouri.
Oh, okay.
So,
see, don't forget that plane, Bobby,
that landed on the highway or whatever that road was in Missouri.
Time out. All right.
We got to stop interrupting people.
One person at a time. Bobby was talking. Let him finish.
Again, there is a 16-second delay after you finish your talking. This way we're not running over each other. But the thing is, on Friday, I saw another train going through my town here in South Carolina heading south. And then about 8 hours later, another train was heading north. So you tell me what's going on. Because us being called, you know, conspiracy theorists and whatnot, I don't give a shit. I seen it with my own friggin' eyes. And something big is definitely, and we've been saying it all along, we can't pinpoint what. But something big is going to happen, especially if they're sitting there with their crooked friggin' fake news and shit, putting these stories out that, you know, the truckers aren't traveling too much on the highways now. Why is the food becoming more expensive now all of a sudden? And now all of a sudden you got grocery stores that are starting to slim down in product. And then all of a sudden, now you got them saying, oh, well, we're going to do the door-to-door thing again. Yeah. You know, even though that my governor took the shot, he admitted. He says, I fell for it the first time. He says, I took one of y'all's shots. He says, I ain't going to be dumb and take a second one. And he's not only told the CDC, but he's also told the Biden administration. You're on your own, you Carolina, knocking on people's doors. You're just looking for a bloodbath. So something's going on. I mean, they're trying to push this friggin' vaccine again, even 10 times more because of their so-called variant. But you got friggin' actual scientists out there saying there is no variant. You know why? 'Cause it's COVID's no longer existing. You know what's here? You're going through the flu.
There has been doctors have been revoked of their license.
Yeah, because they spoke up, because they got the balls.
Exactly.
And that's my problem with all of this. Where's our flip-flopping Republican? Where's our on-the-fence Democrats that should step up and sign these bills and get these motherfuckers put in jail?
Exactly.
Oh, wait a minute. They won't, because you know why? They're hiding a bigger picture. And part of that bigger picture, oh, gee, if I turn my friends in, I won't get my money. Oh, from what? Oh, trafficking. Oh, yeah. That's been buried. Isn't it funny? Not
hey,
too funny,
it's not only the,
they just
it's not only it. Trafficking, Bob.
Right. But I'm saying a big portion of it are the reason why these Democrats and the Republicans that don't agree with what Biden's doing, but they're too scared to speak up.
Yep.
And I'll give you a perfect example. I told you months ago, from the sheriff on down in the one county over here, they're under investigation for trafficking. How it got uncovered was that girl that was supposedly missing, and we found out she had been with her grandmom the whole time, the one that reported her missing. And all of a sudden, our governor came out and said, Sheriff so-and-so, and named a bunch of deputies under him that are under investigation for trafficking through South Carolina.
Now,
you don't hear that on the news, do you?
It's also about the new world order.
Yes, I know that's another big part of what we're missing to put all the pieces together, but it also has to do with, it's awful funny that they now have UN officials in Kentucky. They have UN officials in New York City. They have UN officials in Georgia. They have them in Florida. All these different states are starting to pop up with, oh, we got UN offices.
Let me give you a hint, people. I'm going to tell you this right now, and you better listen. There's only one way the UN can step foot on American soil, and that is if they're invited. Well, guess what? They've been invited by the presidential administration that is in office right now, or supposed to be. We all know how fake the bullshit was on election night. I stayed up myself 24 hours and I watched it. All the numbers. I also kept an eye on the stock market that night too. There's a reason why they're also wanting to give out more stimulus checks, but only if you're vaccinated. Why is that? Why is there a shortage of people at different companies? Nobody wants to work because they're getting paid more to stay at home.
Yep.
Oh, I found that out this weekend.
I find it out every freaking day I go into work.
Well, I'm talking about when we went to almost into Colorado, I stopped at with the hotel we stayed in, the IHOP. There was the manager, one server, and a cook, because nobody wants to go back to work. They are
it's all over
people.
America, Kim.
No, I know, but I don't get out. This is how bad I have just recently seen it. McDonald's is offering $31 an hour in West Kansas, and people still won't go to work because it's not enough money to live on.
Well, I tell you what, McDonald's here is offering $2,000 sign-on bonus if you work there. There is a lot of companies giving sign-on bonuses to work at their companies.
The problem with that is I found out that they work until their 90 days is up to get the money, and then they quit.
Right. Now, yeah. Here's another thing about the truck drivers. I'm right here off of 55, 70, and 270. 64 is not that far from me neither. There are a lot of trucks moving freight. Where it's going, your guess is as good as mine. But there are a lot of trucks on the road still.
Yeah. All going to FEMA camps.
But
what exactly are they hauling?
Well, nobody knows.
Exactly.
My thing is, when do you make this decision on leaving to protect your family? How do you make that decision? There's a lot of variables that you got and decisions that you got to make. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to stay at home, hey, that's your prerogative. But I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be on the losing stick because, for one, you're only one person. And there could be 300 people that have your house surrounded. If that's what you plan on doing, do you think you're going to be able to survive that? No. You might take out a few, but you're not going to you're not going to survive.
It also depends on what pops off first. FEMA camp, China invades through Canada and Mexico.
There's a lot of stuff.
We all know there's Chinese troops. Huh?
There's a lot of stuff that's going around this world that people, I guess, don't want to believe it. You know, we've been saying stuff that has been going on. We've been saying, I know me and Bobby has been talking, 3 years, Bobby, on what's going on?
Almost.
We try to warn people, and, you know, we're conspiracy theorists. It ain't going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? Yesterday, I happened to talk to a retired policeman, state police. And I won't give out his name on the air. He's like-minded just like us. He sees the stuff happening in schools. People are being brainwashed. You people that are listening to this TV, the radio shows, I see every 5 minutes, man, every damn commercial, whether you got cable, satellite TV, Fire Stick, it doesn't matter. They're pushing commercials left and right about the vaccine, about being masked. Wear your mask. Man, if you shut your freaking TVs off, stop listening to this bullshit, open up your eyes, do your own damn research, not by Google neither. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the internet, Facebook, it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's all part of the plan. You can believe it or not. People are being censored left and right. And, oh, what'd you do? What'd you do? And they make jokes of it. People, this is no fucking joke. This is not a joking matter.
Do you know, I don't know if I shared it with you guys or not, But they got an actual drug dealer to make a commercial about getting the vaccine?
No, I don't watch TV.
Well, no, I don't either. But it was a podcast. This police officer, Tatum, he aired it. I mean, it goes to what you were saying about, you know, the stuff that they got out there. Music, songs that we grew up with, they've changed the word Queen. I cannot believe Queen. They made a song about getting the vaccine using a Queen song. They are doing everything they can. That's what I'm saying. It's going to what you were saying about what they're doing, and people just got to turn it off. That's what I do. I just turn it off.
Look,
you know, if everybody stopped
my head,
social media, COVID would go away.
My head is about to explode with everything that I can sit here. And, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a loner. I don't hang out with nobody anymore. I don't if I go somewhere, it's most of the time it's by myself, fishing, camping, hunting, whatever. And there is a reason for that. I'm wearing a shirt right now that says, I hate people. Do I hate all people? No.
And you didn't wash it.
I hate stupid. And there's too much of it out here. People are not thinking. They're not self-thinking. They're not thinking for themselves. They're letting everybody think for them. You're actually going to listen to the freaking government? Well, man, let me tell you something. As a veteran myself, I won't step foot in the VA. I won't step foot in a government building. I refuse to participate in the bullshit scams that they are pulling, all because of the New World Order. This is the last free nation on earth.
That's why they're doing this.
And guess what? We're losing it. Why? Because no self-thinkers. People are not thinking for themselves, and they're going along with whatever they're told. I'm going to get in trouble. Boo. Fucking who? But I'm going to tell you right now, with everything that we've ever said on our training shows, on our blog talk radio shows in general, period, we're not bullshitting. I mean, we're getting more and more listeners, from what I understand. But if you don't team up with people that you can trust, we're going to lose this country, people. We're already a laughing stock all around the world. We're a laughing stock. People are laughing at us in other countries. And
yeah,
I know
because
we
of
have
Biden
a lot of
administration.
That listen to our broadcast.
Well, that's the problem,
we are
Chris. That's the problem, Chris, because they turn on Channel 11 to watch the United States of Dumb Fuckistan underneath the,
Oh, by the way, this is a surprise guest, Brian Mazza.
What's up, Mazza?
What's going on, guys?
Mazza's on.
Wow, it's been a long time.
Yes, it has. I've been kind of in and out. My old phone is destroyed. I don't have anybody's phone numbers anymore except for Bobby's. Apple decided to delete all my stuff. Other than that, I'm alive and kicking.
Well,
Brian, what's that one app that you were trying to get me? What's the app you're on?
Oh, Clubhouse.
Clubhouse?
Yep, Clubhouse. I normally do a radio show on Clapper. I do a Clapper radio, but I do it for Gabbard Against, 22 a day, domestic violence, suicide awareness. I've got a pretty decent following there that, I created a lot of that, which is cool, but, we reach out for humanity. And, of course, with all last year, everybody in here and everybody knows that, there's been a lot of people that have been really, suffering to reach out because they need that open ear. And I decided to provide that listening source. But now since I'm on, the other one, we were talking exactly what you were talking about just a few minutes ago, Chris, when I was listening in. And I'm sure that everybody sees this, that, you saw what happened. I was talking to Bobby earlier about the mandating for the COVID-19 vaccine for the military. Guys, I'm starting to push. I've got a few people in higher places that I've made friends with. I'm going to get one guy. He's from Taiwan right now, 100 miles south of the Chinese border. U.S. citizen. He's a patriot. He's originally from South Africa. He's a commentator. He's a writer. The thing is had a lot of concerned people, and not just from the United States. I'm talking about from Canada and abroad, that we're even talking about our military getting force-mandated vaccines, because it'll bring it back to my time and Bobby's time with us taking the anthrax vaccine, which was
or
not...
my time.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, not a FDA-approved shot, which kind of made us sick. Well, grassroots program and people like me and, a few other vets, when we started that up to push against that vaccine, people were getting trouble for refusing it, and they were, getting put out for less than honorable discharge. But they did take it out of service for a while, and then they reintroduced it back in 2001. This is the same case scenario as what is going on right now within our country military. That executive order is going to be signed into effect by September 15th or before. So this is where we're going to run into a problem. And, guys, we need to work fast, because it's not just within our military. It's out here within our society, and especially the United States. Just look around and look at New York City right now. It's a shame. We could possibly even be going into another lockdown. And, I've been kind of unorthodoxly teaching people on the side, survival skills, because in an urban setting, you just don't know.
Well,
so,
Maza, I'm sure being on the East Coast like you are, you see that all the time, what's going on in New York, New Jersey, a few other places that around in your area over there. Illinois, they're trying to do the same thing and shut everything down again. Unless you have a vaccine card, at my work, I'll say this. They are wanting to give out $20,000 if you have a vaccine card.
Really?
I don't care, yes. They are auctioning off $20,000, but to collect, you have to have a vaccine card and prove that you took the vaccine. I don't give a flying fuck how much money.
Well, Chris, that's the problem, and I've done a lot of research into that. I mean, since I've even, last talked to you guys and everything, and the problem is, is me being, former, EEOC employer, there were certain rights. If you look at your HIPAA rights, especially because whatever you divulge to your employer is what you divulge, and let's say if you went through HR.
Right.
They're not allowed to ask you about the medicines. They're not allowed to ask you about this. They're not allowed to ask you about your health issues. But the problem back behind that is now with this vaccine, well, guess what? They apparently there's something that's been put into a kind of a law to where, it's kind of like null and void. You cannot, or employer can't get repercussions because they ask you this. okay, they can actually have that as contingency for employment, which really sucks. You know, and, you know, look what's happening in our society, especially here. Okay, well, look all around you. Help wanted sign, help wanted sign, help wanted sign. It's all over the place here. You know, my friend that lives in New York State that I've been going up visiting recently, you know, she had to take vaccine for contingency of her appointment. She's an executive. So, you know, and I'm like, well, I'm like, so they told you you had to? She's like, yeah. She said, they told me I had to do it. She said, but I will not let my children do it. You see what I mean? So a lot of these people from New York, you know, down to here, they're sitting here going like, okay, well, what's going on? You know, especially when you get up in New York State, they're worried more of a complete lockdown because they see what's going on with New York City. And then you got the Delta variant, you know, that's going through, you know, rampant through like what, province and, you know, even Massachusetts. I have a vet friend that's also a registered nurse that lives in, you know, Massachusetts. She's getting ready to come back from Florida. And she's like, you know, she goes, I'm supposed to be the school nurse again. She goes, but it's not happening. She would administer 1,000. Okay, I'm going to repeat this again. 1,000 COVID tests a day. Okay, to come up with 3 of them that are positive. Real numbers.
Well,
you know,
but a lot of that, people don't want to believe it. You know, I know people right here in Illinois. There was a question asked, how many people do you know that has tested positive for COVID and are so very sick or have died from COVID? There were quite a few that said yes. But a lot of the deaths that they're blaming on COVID, they've had pre-existing conditions.
Well, yeah, and you know, they were getting money, you know, from, you know, like the hospitals, the doctors and everything were getting about between 15 to 30 grand for those because it provides funding. And you do know in January
right.
I had COVID. I was down for 10 days. I'm still
right.
suffering from repercussions. And I, you know, I'm worried I might have to go to the doctor because I think I might have a blood clot. I'm not paying attention to myself. My friend told me to go see one. I'm still, regardless of the fact, I'm still not going to go get fucking vaccine. I don't care. You know, I'll do whatever I can to, you know, maintain that. But, I don't know. I'm just looking at it, you know, different ways for what I see. And I've been trying to put out the community awareness, you know, for what's going on in our society because there's some really creepy shit happening right now. And I'm just glad that, you know, I definitely know and I can watch my six. The problem is back behind that is, you know, I have a son that was a Marine that's going to college and he's looking at it like, damn, they're going to try to make me get a vaccine before I go back to school. And he goes, you know, for a classroom. And I said, well, dude, I said, it's your choice, but I suggest. He goes, yeah, because I'm not fucking doing that. I said, well, I said, I don't, you know, blame you. I said, do all your courses online. Just stay here, you know, in-house classroom. You know, you don't have to comply to that.
No, well, my aunt was sick, and they, of course, tested her for COVID, and her first test was positive, and she don't believe in that shit. But she went and got a second one, and that one was negative. So her doctor, her normal doctor, told her that since one of them came back positive, that they have to report it as negative.
Well, naturally, because they're getting paid for it. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting state and federal funds. But people don't want to hear that. You know, people, look, you know, for us that do our own research on all this, I've talked to thousands and thousands of doctors all across this country. I've talked to thousands and thousands of people. There are a lot of like-minded people like us, but there are also a lot of brainwashed people that believe in what they're being told. Well, you're a fool.
You
keep
know where that
blood.
Leads that back to? That leads that well, back to, let's do this. So at the end of World War II on the Eastern, you know, Eastern Front, so we'll look at, you know, Germany and, you know, Russia and everything. You know, when the Russians started building the wall separating, you know, East Germany and West Germany,
right.
You know, those people that are there, okay, they suffer what is called psychosocial behavior. Did you know that they are compensated by the governments over there because of this? So what's going to happen now within our society? So the people that are sitting here watching the news all the time, oh, my God, I'm scared to death, the Delta variant, you know, the Delta Plus, the Lambda, you know, variant, you know, freaking Easter Island variant, who knows? And so now they get that fear factor put into them, just like what the Russians did to the Germans on that side of the wall. And they would sit there and they would use a psyops, right? So psychological kind of warfare on the people. And this is what is happening, and not just in the United States, but it's happening worldwide. I have been communicating with people from Germany, South Africa, you know, Australia, New Zealand. I can keep running through a list of the people. France, look at what's going on in France. They're burning up their freaking cards, and they're just saying, you know what, no, fuck off, we don't want this. You know, so the governments are doing it, and whatever the agenda is back behind them doing this, you know, to me it shows, you know, control. And if we have control of the people, now think about it here, too. Hey, you know what? Yeah, well, let's give $250 per child for a month. Why don't we go ahead and extend this out? Why don't we make this a permanent thing with unemployment and just keep $300 a week? Oh, you're pushing towards a very big socialistic type of environment, especially here in the United States. The other countries that are paying their people saying, hey, look, you know, we're going to give you every month like pretty much your salary. And, you know, that is happening around the world. So what is the agenda? And I heard New World Order brought up. Well, what if this is the actual Great Reset? So when we look at it here in the United States, and you have this, you know, where all these people that are not paying their rent, they can't get evicted because they're, you know, they're not going back to work or so on and so forth. Okay, pretty soon that's going to end. And when that ends, what's going to happen? We're going to have about 15 million Americans that are going to be homeless.
The eviction moratorium ended Saturday.
Pin again, then we're going to start to see a complete downward spiral. And what that's going to cause, too, look at places like Los Angeles. Okay, so now, you know, you got a big homeless population out there that hepatitis A runs rampant throughout the streets because of the feces in the street and everything.
Exactly.
Okay, well, now you're going to have cholera. You could possibly even have typhoid show up in this country. You could have a bunch of different other things come about.
Excuse me. What you said about the rent thing, they actually signed a new EO on that. They got around it by only doing 80% of the country instead of 100. So they only geared it towards specific areas. The CDC and the Biden administration figured that even if they're denied, it'll buy them a couple of months of appeal. So, yeah, they're not allowed to collect rents again or evict.
Yeah, they've lost over $1 billion, landlords have.
What is happening, people, and I'm going to make this short and simple for everybody that isn't really grasping what is going on. The economy is going to crash. It's already, I mean, look, I work in a metal factory. I see it. The economy is going to crash. You're worried about retirement? You're not going to have a retirement. There will be no money.
Yep.
401ks will be vol and void.
Yep.
The dollar's going to crash too.
What's
going to crash too?
The dollar.
The dollar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the dollar's almost worthless
because
already.
Because of the eviction.
Yeah.
The inflation's already up 5.4%.
Yep.
And if the evictions, well, they got 60 days, so whatever. And so what they're saying is Inflation's going to go higher.
Yep.
The dollar's going to crash. It's going to be almost pretty much worthless. And we're not going to be, we're going to be beyond another depression. They're saying it's going to be worse than the depression. It's going to be a depression on steroids.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to gauge that very well and you want to see how this thing is faring across, what I suggest is, and you can do it, it's a free app, download it. Matter of fact, you can play on it, okay, and you can do a tutorial. And you can use funny money, but it is the real live money market. So you're playing with all the world currencies. So you're looking at what the U.S. dollar does to, say, the Japanese yen or to the franc or anything, but it's called metaphor trader. And you know what? Every time you see something happen in the U.S., everything revolves around this dollar. And what's scary about that, I was just talking to some investors the other night. And he says, yeah, he goes, you know, you have a very valid point there. He says, because in my country, he says, I am. He says, I'm a stockbroker. He says, I'm a day trader, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he says, anytime your economy boosts, he says, of course, you know, it helps us because, you know, we're in that partnership. He says, anytime that dollar tanks, is it there? And he says, when you look at all the other economies, he says, everything is revolved around it. I mean, including like the euro, the Great British Pound, so on and so forth. It's what the U.S. does. Okay, so now what they're doing is, and from what this gentleman told me, he says, let's look at the Bitcoin for a second. He goes, everybody's investing in this Bitcoin and so on and so forth. He goes, it's a good thing for now. He says, but when that disappears, he says, people are going to lose a lot of money. He says, so what they're doing is they're trying to focal towards that one world type of currency since everything is based upon the U.S. dollar. And he goes, these are, you know, actual facts. And he says, it's been in the making for the past, like, 10 years. I said, well, yes, you know, I read on this. And, you know, and it's fascinating when you hear this from, you know, brought into the spectrum from around the continent, and you're going, check this out. You know, these people are definitely, you know, into everything that, you know, we're speaking about. So that when we go into the COVID thing, you know, and for draconian society for other countries, and you look at places like Australia, you know, okay, well, here, listen, you don't have a vaccine, this is what's going to happen. You can't go into the churches, you can't do this, you can't go that. You know, the churches more say, hey, no, you're going to do this, and then you end up possibly getting arrested because you have, you know, you've got some kind of virus running around your body. But then we look at it here in the United States and what happened with New York when, you know, Cuomo had put it out and instated that law. It's online, it's public shit, but if you have an illness that poses a public health, you could have the common cold. Well, they can detain you. They can put you into either a medical facility or a facility that they deem necessary to keep you detained until your illness is over. I mean, you know, so what's going on is, you know, we've got brown shirts and damn near like Gestapo happened. But it's worldwide.
Basically, it is no different than what happened when Hitler was in charge and training, sending all the Jews onto trains. Basically, it's happening again. You know, like you said, Mazza, we, you know, our history is there for a reason. We've said this, what, years ago. Without learning history, the real history, not with what they're teaching these kids now, history is going to repeat itself.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's happening. Well,
but, you know,
it's happening.
There's been a lot of other, you know, people I've spoken to. I got a really cool guy. He lives in the frickin' Himalayas. He says, I'm kind of a hermit. But he lives outside of a village where, you know, people, they're like farmers. And he says, I've been accepted into their society. He says, I have internet. And he says, I have this, I have that. He goes, and people look at me like, wow, you know, you're really cool. He says, but they brought me into their society. He says, a very small village. And he says, you know, he says, I do. I feel very safe here. He says, because it's like going back in time. And he says, people look at his technology like, wow, you know, you've got access to everything else and his brothers. So his information is what he gives to them. And I talked to this guy and found him, like, very fascinating. And you know, he's more on the enlightenment side, but he's like the same as us. You know, he says, but if you look around with everything that we have going on in the world, and I said, you know what? I said, brother, I said, I know exactly what you're talking about, where gold is. So they want everybody to have a vaccine passport, right?
Yep.
And if you don't have a vaccine passport, well, you can't go to the movies, like New York City, or you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to the gym. And pretty soon that's going to go into effect. Now, how many people comply back behind it, it's hard to tell. But then who are they going to have to sit there and watch it? So if you don't have that, I want us to go into kind of open and expand your minds on this. Because, I mean, I don't like getting into biblical scholar because I'm no good at it. But, you know, if you didn't have that mark of the beast, well, you're the one that's going to be shunned to society. That's exactly what I'm kind of looking at it right now, that they're trying to use it as a false prophecy to make this come true.
Yes, that's very true. And if you think about it, if you look at what the vaccine numbers are, the patents on them.
It's, yeah, it comes to 666.
Exactly. Now.
Or 060606.
Same thing. It's the number.
I know, but that's what it comes to.
For Christians to tell me that they are true Christians, but they got the vaccine, you just took the number of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I see it. The mark of the beast.
Well, the interesting thing that I'm finding out about the vaccine, I don't know the technical term. Normally I'm good at technical names, but it's got that stuff in there that comes from a fish that actually glows. Okay, why are they pumping something into your body?
The bioluminescence. The bioluminescence.
So why are you putting that into the human body to make you glow?
For the black light, so they can tell that you got the vaccine. They've been putting up black lights all over the place.
Interesting, huh?
It's very interesting.
You know, I know I do walk a thin line between heaven and hell. Do I believe in God? Yes, I do. But with what is going on all around this world, now think about this. Christians, people that say they're not getting the vaccine, are being shunned everywhere. Everywhere. Pretty soon, you're not going to be able to go into grocery stores. Hey, guess what? Bobby, doesn't this sound familiar? What we talked about when, our survival training, food gathering, stuff like that, learning the plants, the trees. I think we've talked about this, maybe millions of times.
Yep.
You know, do you think, here's my question. When we formed this group, we set out on a mission. It gave us a sense of purpose again to help our fellow Americans. We're not blowing smoke up anybody's asses. Do we need to do this? No, we don't have to do this. Us tight group here, we can just cover our own asses and go our own way and to hell with society and everybody else. We broadcast this stuff to help our fellow Americans and people around the world because we do have a lot of listeners in other countries. But the thing is, why doesn't anybody participate? I mean, I just don't get it. Is it because that nothing has happened to you yet? Well, I got news for you. When shit does happen, we do have money. We work with donations. That's how we are able to help our fellow Americans.
But when it, you know, like Bobby said, you know, you don't start participating. When the shit does happen, you're going to be shit out of luck. You know, I know if it was me, I want people around me that can help. And I've said this before, you know, if you're either a friend or you're a foe, and I'll tell you right now, I can be your best friend or I can be your worst nightmare. Am I saying I'm a badass? No, not at all. Not at all. But I want good people around me. I want good people to know that I have good people that have my six.
Well, also,
right.
They can help.
That's why I said what I said at the beginning of the show. It's
right.
All great and dandy that you want to be part of us to get information. That's fine. I know there's people on here that do that. But
right.
Don't come crying to me when the shit does hit and we have our meetup spot and expect me to put my neck on the line to help you get to where I'm at.
Exactly.
Because it's just not going to happen.
Exactly.
I'm going to worry about the people that I know have my back as I got their back.
You know, with all of us veterans, we did our time. We put our lives on the line. And I guarantee Maza, Bobby, him, and myself, I would take a bullet for a brother and sister at arms.
Whoa, what am I, top liver?
Yeah, really.
I didn't even know you were here. I didn't even know you were on, John. But this is the thing.
Oh, what the hell? I've been participating, and there I am, left in the shadows. That's okay. You'll leave in the corner.
Yeah, to bleed out.
What I'm
to
talking about. If
that's fine. I'm willing to take a bullet.
With what I'm saying is, we have done it. Us veterans, when we were in war, we have done it. This is the kind of help that we're talking about now. Here. We're not in the military. Would I take a bullet for somebody that never participates, never talks? That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. You want to participate,
yeah.
You want to be in this group, then you participate. Otherwise, you're on your own when the shit hits the fan.
Well, you know what, Chris? I was in a room today on a show, about 400, 450 people, yeah, global. And, you know, there were probably 10 of us in there as moderators. And the lead with the sale, really cool. She's, you know, business professional and everything, a psychiatrist. You know, she kind of held the par to it. And when we came to here and, you know, what kind of passion that I have to the rest of the world, that especially with what is getting paid, you know, to our military. And they're like, wow, these facts. I'm like, dude, these facts are permanently embedded in my head. You know, I said, anybody can fact check me as if they want. I said, I would really appreciate that. So I said, you know, the thing is when they were start talking about, well, hey, you know, they're going to be forced this, forced that. I said, well, you know, so the problem is with that. I said, you have us out here that are constitutionalists. I said, served in the United States Army or Marines or Air Force or Navy. And I said, I have an American flag hanging from my front porch. I said, you know, I said, these people that sit here and they're going, you know what? Well, hey,
we want this, we want this, we want that. I said, but you also want your freedom of speech and freedom of expression and freedom of assembly and your right to bear arms. I said, but, you know, you do understand, I said, those rights are only borrowed by people like me and my son and all the other veterans that served, you know, current or present, you know, as the active military and people that have passed. I said, that red on that flag is the blood that's spilled for, you know, this country. And I said, it's a very strong statement. I said, I would go for my neighbor, my mankind. I said, it doesn't matter. I said, let's forget about, you know, the political affiliation here. I said, as long as we're all on the same page, I said, that means that we're thinking alike. And what I found is a lot of these people, and even around here, my neighbor, two doors down, a business owner, Nick, was a Marine, Vietnam. Nick was so far to the left. And he comes up to my porch.
Nick, the Dick.
And he goes, you know what? He goes, these motherfuckers. He says, I can't believe this shit. He said, they're ruining this country. I said, yo, what are you talking about, Nick? I said, you were all for the Biden administration. And he goes, no. He goes, they're destroying it. He said, my business is going to be ruined and everything. And I'm like listening to him. I just started smiling. I said, so you made a mistake. He's probably the worst one of my life. And a lot of people are starting to see this. And they're starting to see what kind of bad agenda that it actually is.
Well, I hope with what you're saying, more people are actually waking up to what is going on. Otherwise, to me, it'll be too late. Do I plan on staying in this house in a rural community in Illinois? Nope. I have people I know who I can trust. And I know people who I don't trust. Am I going to take those people that I don't trust with me? No, not at all.
Oh, man, that leaves John and Lorna out.
Here's the thing.
Thanks.
There's three things you need to have to survive. Heat, food, and water. Goes right along with our survival shit. If one person is good at fire building, good. He can build the fires. One person good at shelter building, he can build the shelter. One is good at plant life, he can gather food. One guy's good at hunting or snare trapping, good. One guy's good at, say, tanning hides for clothing, leather goods. Guess who's going to be helping out with clothing or blankets? See, all this stuff you have to have. You've got to think this shit out, you know, and plan ahead. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the UN could roll in to any city, any town, or any block at any given time. And you're going to be out in the cold going to a FEMA camp. So you better be prepared. Have people around you. Participate. Get to know your neighbors. Think for yourself. Don't listen to the freaking so-called news, because they're only telling you what they want you to think.
See yourself.
Be a self-thinker.
You know, something else that we have not brought up, and this is something that everybody needs to think about. We're going to say that everything pops off and we have a new red dawn happening right now, right? And you're out and you have to bug out of your home and you're with a group of people. Something that you need to think about. Just say, for instance, a group of people come up to you and you find out that they don't stand for the flag, the Constitution, or America in general. Just, I'm talking, they're the total complete opposite of you. And they're hurt. Are you willing to stand up and say, I'm sorry, but you need to go? I'm not going to waste my medical supplies on someone like that. Are you going to be willing to do the no quarter is offered for the enemy, even if they're Americans?
Yep.
I was told that I never should have been allowed to be a medic because I said no quarter will be offered to the enemy. Bullshit. If you don't stand for the Constitution, the American flag, the national anthem, America in general, and I don't care if you're a Democrat or a liberal or Republican, it doesn't matter. If you want to see America fall, become a communist country, then piss off. Don't ask for help because you ain't going to get it.
You are
you have to be
enemy
able to make that
of the
decision.
United States.
Huh?
End of story. You will be an enemy of the United States.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter that you're an American. See, all these Antifa and all these BLM who hates America, I'm sorry, but that's like a big target on your back. And I will not help. And I don't care if I took my oath as a nurse to first do no harm. Well, I'm not going to harm you. I'm just not going to help you. Big difference. That's just all there is to it. You know, I'm sorry. That's just not going to happen. And
you
have to be willing to defend what you have.
And that's the way it should be.
If you're
don't
not
feel
willing,
bad about that, shit.
Huh?
If you're not willing to defend what you have, you might as well stand there, put your arms out to the side, and let somebody put a bullet in your head. Because that's what's going to happen. They'll take it. They will shoot you, kill you, and take whatever you have.
No apology for standing by what you believe in.
No. None.
Now, I don't know if they asked you guys this in the Navy. I know they asked us when I was in the Army. Are you willing to shoot a woman or a child who has a weapon pointed at you?
Absolutely.
That's going to kill you. Huh?
Absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Take the threat out before it takes you out.
You're man or woman enough
threat.
You're man or woman enough to get what comes to you.
And if you're dumb enough to let your child, you know, people are like that. Well, other countries are like that. They use their women and children as whatever to be suicide bombers and shit. I mean, yeah, I'll feel bad if I have to hurt a child. I'll feel bad. But at least I would know that I protected my own. Well, not necessarily my own children. You know what I'm saying? My family, as in you guys. So,
well, I think a lot of us veterans have been put in situations, certain situations. Do we feel bad? Yes. We live with it, though, every day. One thing about us veterans, all we wanted to do is come home and live our lives in peace. You know, you want to bring hell upon us? We've already been there. We'll show you what it's all about. That's the way I see it.
If
I don't care who you are.
If you're a true veteran, and when I say true veteran, I mean it's like saying a true patriot. I've seen I don't know how many people in the military, active duty, say they regret signing up. Well, you're a bitch. sorry. You never should have signed up. You
exactly.
know what? It was hard. It was hard. It sucked a lot. It sucked. But you know what? I would do it again in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat.
Just not for this administration.
No. Hell no. Obama's was bad enough. I served under Bush and Obama. It was bad enough. Good God.
I was out before Obama.
Oh, you're lucky. It wasn't quite as bad, but this whole force, and here's the thing about the forced vaccination for the military. I found an article. I shared it with Bobby yesterday or the day before, whatever, and it talked about the plan Obama started before he got out, okay? The plan is to weaken the military. How are you going to weaken the military? Give them a bad vaccine that's either going to kill them or cause them health problems to have to get out. And then that's when you bring, that's when the Chinese attack. Everybody knows the Chinese troops are in Canada. Don't blow smoke up our ass and say, no, they're not. When I've got Canadian friends who said, yeah, they're there, making them stay in their home. So by weakening our military, we won't have anybody to fight the Chinese or the Russians or whoever it's going to be. That way, Biden can say, okay, we give in, we have no military, and they divide up America. The whole West Coast was to China. Canada would get most of the North, and the Northeast would go to the European Union, and Mexico apparently would take Texas, Oklahoma, Nevada, and all that bullshit. I'd like to see him try. But that's the way to do it, is get rid of the military.
Well, not only that, if you take away the guns of every law-abiding citizen, well,
yep,
anybody can just walk in.
And see, and if I don't care what anybody says, I've been to Europe. I've been like 7 countries over there. You know what? They're all like, oh my God. No, not everybody's like this. Why do all Americans need guns? Why? Look what's going on right now. People in Australia are saying, get your shit together because you're the last. If America falls, the world falls.
Yep.
People in Canada are telling us not to give up our guns because the minute we give them up, we're saying, eh, we quit. Here, make us slaves, make us a communist country, whatever, you know. I don't care what it takes. I will go down defending everything I have. Don't care.
Yep.
Like I'm not going to hand them over. Yeah. You know, like
I'm
you
not
said, like, just say it's a, like we said, a Red Dawn thing. And if you haven't seen Red Dawn, either one, go watch it. You'll figure it out. just say the Chinese troops come in, right? And there could be 300 of them, right? And if they look, and if they're pointing guns and they come knocking door to door, oh, I know I'm not going to be able to stand that. Not me and my son. But I tell you what I will do. I will use every bullet I have before I die.
Yeah,
and at least I would know.
This is the reason why everybody needs a plan ahead accordingly. Know people,
true,
like-minded people that you can depend on. Look, united
yeah,
we
but
stand.
But the Red Dawn thing?
United we
nobody
stand.
Knew.
Divided, we fall.
True.
Now, really think about those words for a minute. Think about it real hard. It stands true.
Yep.
Well, you know,
stands security
base. And my thing is once you organize, like, your community, like, I have 6 people on my street, well, 6 houses on my street. And, you know, when you start talking to more of the prominent figures that are, you know, on your street or neighbors even, like, around the corner, you know, again, we get into that grassroots type of program where, you know, we're all informed, because once they're on the same page, you know, it's definitely a lot helpful. I know we've discussed that before in, you know, a couple meetings. I've got a friend of mine, his name's Greg. Yeah, he was a ranger. He runs a program. He's got a book. It's Continue the Mission. And really good stuff. If you look out there, I mean, he was a Tea Party member, the whole nine yards. You know, he's, I'd say, 12-year Army vet. Again, you know, he was a ranger, but you know, he always stresses that. And we start talking about, you know, things like diversity, right? Okay, we all been around, you know, a lot of us have been around the world. Some of us haven't, but when I say, you know, talk about diversity, but that diversity equals a university. So with your experience becomes a university. So we share those experiences, knowledge, those core values, those beliefs, you know, amongst people that don't really understand it. And then they start getting an understanding. And, you know, I think if we want a proactive change, we've got to go in as a people to create that proactive change, you know, within our environment. So with what we're going on right now, you know, our voices can't be silent, regardless. And, you know, what we're doing right now on this show, you know, you're speaking around the world.
Exactly.
You know, any other platform I'm on, you're speaking around the world. Well, who cares if you live in the, you know, People's Republic of China? I don't care, but your voice is heard, and, you know, I'm listening to your voice, and so are hundreds of other people listening to this voice. And this, the only thing is people want to be heard. Okay, so when those governments, you know, sit back and then they try to oppress or suppress the voice, well, we all know what happens in other countries. Yeah, they make people disappear. Okay, but at least we have that freedom and that freedom of speech so where we can put it out there. So when they listen to it and you hear all these people going, man, we want what the U.S. citizens have. I talked to a guy from Germany yesterday. The guy was awesome. He says, you know, because my grandfather was actually a Nazi during World War II. He said, but we love you, Americans. I said, wait a minute, hold on. I said, repeat that again. He goes, we love you, Americans. And he goes, you know, he goes, Americans came in and gave my grandfather chewing gum and stuff. He goes, it was the SS killing its own people.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is, everyone says America's racist and this, that, and the other. And if we're so racist, why do other countries want to be like America and have freedom? They love our flag more than liberals and Democrats and snowflakes. And I'm not saying all Democrats are, you know, hateful assholes who hate America, you know, because, you know, I wish, which is never going to happen, that we could go back to the way it was in the 80s. You voted for policies, a political group. You know what I'm saying? That's how they used to vote back in the day. Now it's all, How much bashing can we do of the opposite party? Because look what mess America's in right now. Because people voted for, you know, Dingledork, because the media said Orange Man bad.
You know.
And gas is $3.05 a gallon.
Had a conversation about this yesterday, and, you know, the numbers and the policies that Trump had, again, you can look all this stuff up compared to what Biden's doing. You know, like you said, Tim, Orange Man bad, but yet we had record-breaking employment. Jobs were coming back to the United States for once in a very long time. Yes, the VA system was getting fixed. It hasn't been for many, many years that America depended on America, not other countries.
hell, the first day in office, well, if you want to call it that, Biden shut down the oil pipeline. 50,000 jobs lost the first day. Now, you don't have to believe me or listen to this shit if you don't want to. Look it up. Look it up.
He killed 10,000 Canadian jobs that
right.
day by
yep.
killing the pipeline.
Oh, coal's bad.
I mean,
oil's bad. Really?
Now,
why were we over in Iraq and Kuwait?
Tweet.
Fighting a war. Why were we over there? Saddam Hussein. Why were we over there? Well, it sure in the fuck wasn't about mass destruction. It was over oil. All you got to do is look this shit up. Before Bush, anybody ever heard of the Bushes before they became presidents, his father included? What
yeah.
company
now.
Do they own? What companies do they own?
They're oil men. I forget which
Hold
company
on a second.
It is. Yes.
Gee. Like you said, Maria, oil.
Yeah,
cars
which
run
oil
off of
company?
It. Heat runs off of it. Cars run off of it. Can't have gas without oil. But it's bad. Oh, yeah, they're shutting down the coal mines? Damn. More jobs lost. More people in poverty. You want to believe all this bullshit that the fucking government is feeding you? Then you're a fucking moron and you're a waste of oxygen. You can't listen to people in other countries. They're telling Americans, don't give in. That's why we're the laughing stock of the entire world. Because we're letting this bullshit happen. You know what? You know what the government fears the most? Us. Thinkers. That's what they fear the most. That's why they want to get rid of all the guns. So we don't and can't fight back. They can do whatever they want to anybody, and you can't do anything about it. They'll just shoot you, make you disappear. I know in the Navy, it's called deep six, shark bait. Well,
training accident in the Army.
Right. Well, read your Bible, because it says you came from the earth, to the earth you shall return. Think about that one. You know, we sit down here for 2 hours on our radio shows all the time. How many phone calls do we ever get, Bobby? Very rare.
Yeah.
Very rarely do we get phone calls. It's always the same people on our radio shows, day in, day out, doing the talking, asking each other questions. The same thing. We do this for you, for our audience listeners, but we'd also like to know, hey, are you really paying attention to what we're saying? It's not like we're blowing smoke up your asses. I mean, this is real shit that we're saying. All of us, Maza, Kim, Lorna, John, Bobby, all of us, We're not blowing smoke up people's asses. This is what's going on around the freaking world. And this is the kind of shit that pisses me off. That's why I'm a loner around here. My brothers and sisters are in different states, but I can't guarantee you one thing right now. When shit hits the fan, I'll get to them. For one, I have the knowledge and the capability of surviving whatever comes. How many of you out there?
To get to me.
How many of you out there that are listeners, that are listening to our radio show, can say that? How many people do you have on your side, wherever you're at? Not very many. I don't need a grocery store. I don't need a gas station. I have ways to gather my own food. I have the knowledge. Knowledge means everything. Thinking for yourself is everything.
It's called natural selection, brother. You know who your crack team is. That's all that matters.
Exactly right.
Oh, in addition to what you were talking about earlier about when anything happens and you have your group of people and you've got, like you were saying, well, you're good at gathering firewood or whatever. You're good at building fires. It's not – also it's important to cross-train everybody into what you're really good at. What you're great at.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
like, okay, I'm a nurse. Okay, so say we get to a meeting spot and there's 15 of us, right, all together. I can't go out and fight or do anything because I'm the only medical person there is. Well, no, Stephanie is too. So I would need to make sure she knew everything just in case something happened to me. And
well, here's
I would teach everybody.
Here's the thing with what you're relating this to. Us veterans got it pounded into our heads. It's called teamwork.
No, I know. I know.
We always,
I'm just saying in
we
general.
All did the same shit with each other, whether it be medical, food gathering. It didn't matter. We did it as a team to survive. That lone wolf mentality that we've talked about, how many veterans that you know that was sent out by themselves on a mission?
It doesn't happen.
Never happens.
Never. You're assigned a battle buddy the minute you get stationed at your first duty station.
Exactly
right.
And
you stick together.
You're special forces or not. You work as a team, as one.
And that's why I was glad to hear Maz's voice tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'm trying to do is get to people that are listening. Man, nobody ever calls in on our shows, very rarely. Very rarely do we get a phone call. You know, are you going to be prepared for this? Because I tell you right now, it is coming. We've been saying this.
It's a matter of when.
For quite some time now. We see it. We see it coming. I don't know. You know, our training shows, I was going to talk about decision making, when to bug out.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's different, so you can pack whatever you can carry, what you think you need for yourself. That's what the topic is going to actually be on today, the decisions you have to make. Well, I come to the conclusion after everything that we've talked about on this show, the biggest decision now that you have to make is whether you're willing to step up to fight for your freedoms and your country. That's the biggest decision that you have to make as of today, because we're losing everything that our forefathers have fought for. We're losing it. Censorship, freedom of speech. We're losing it. They're shutting everybody, Christians, patriots, veterans. They don't want to hear us. They're trying to shut us down, trying to shut us up. How about the right to bear arms? They're working on that, too.
Yep.
Freedom of religion. They're fighting for that, too. They're fighting to take that away. Oh, COVID came out. Oh, you can't go to church and worship.
But
remember
you can
that?
Go to the liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Oh, I don't drink anymore, but whatever. But it's you know, but you can
you
keep
guzzle.
Abortion clinics open. Oh, shut up.
Each other.
I'm sitting here, you know, after having these conversations on tonight's show, and this is the reality that we're living in right now. I mean, seriously, think about this. All because this new variant they're saying is coming out, they're going to try and lock everybody down again. What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Are you going to be scared?
Are you
going to be scared to live your life?
The Lombada? The Lombada
what?
Variant? I said, are you talking about the Lombada variant? I mean, Lambda?
Yeah.
Because the Delta variant is nothing but a glorified hay fever. Even the CDC says it's not deadly, it's just extremely contagious.
Well,
that goes right
no matter
back to what,
what
I said earlier, was that how do you know that it's not, you know, this whole time, the rest of the time with so-called COVID, that it's not just really the freaking regular flu?
Yeah, that's all it probably is. I'm not saying
I just thought of something, guys. They miraculously cured pneumonia and the flu.
That's right.
Because we never hear about it anymore. Damn.
Oh, yeah.
That came to light.
Yep.
You're a fucking idiot if you believe that shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they're coming up with variants.
I saw a chart. Somebody put out this chart. It was the world population for the last 6 years. So each year they put in what the world population was and how many people died in the world. And it's the same freaking percent, like, you know, 0.76 or 0.75 or something like that. You know, so no more people died in 2020 than did in 15. You know, and no more people have died this year than did last year. All they're doing is moving the numbers around.
Yeah,
for you so-called Christians out there, I'm going to tell you this right now, and this is the best advice I can give you. If God wants you, he's going to take you no matter where you're at, what you're doing.
Amen.
No matter
yep.
what.
That's exactly where I was leading up to.
Yep.
Fauci needs
when
to
go. When it's your time, it's your time.
And
stop
the president
being
go.
Scared. It's a scare tactic. Stop being
Fauci
scared.
Fauci is a fuckhead.
I saw something.
Okay.
Hold on. The whole administration needs to be impeached.
Exactly. Thank you.
Stop being scared. Give hugs.
Including Pelosi.
Shake hands.
Don't
talk
get me wrong.
People.
When I got COVID in January and I got blood clots, yes, I got a little scared. Oh, shit, this is serious. Okay, I could die from this. But you know what? in the end, it was like, you know what? If it's my time, it's my time. I'm not living in fear.
Nope.
Exactly, Kim. I had it.
I got over
it. Right after Thanksgiving, right before you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got sick before New Year's, and I stayed at home. As a matter of fact, it was the middle of December. It was before Christmas. I started getting sick, but I waited and waited, and I waited like a week and a half at home, and then I couldn't get rid of the fever I had. And then when I got to the hospital, they're like, put me on oxygen, and they're like, we can't let you go. It was in the 80s. And so when they did the arterial blood gas, it showed I had a blood clot. So the thing is, I survived. I lost my sense of taste, smell. I was sick. It took me 3 months completely to get over it. You know, the lingering effects of being tired and all this other crap. But I survived with pre-existing health conditions.
I think I still have brain fog from it. Honestly,
I do too.
That's from being dropped on your head.
No, I mean,
no,
I
do too.
All
John,
aside,
I do too.
I do feel like I have brain fog still.
I know. I'm just busted on you.
I get this.
9 months. Like, 9 months after.
Look, we don't have that much time left for this radio show. All I'm trying to say is, you call yourself an American, then start acting like it. Shake hands. Man, don't let this bullshit, what the media is telling you, get you so scared to where you're wearing masks. You have, look, your body, you have an immune system for a reason. I know there's a lot of people out there with pre-existing stuff going on. Stop being scared. Man, I walk into stores now and I see half the people wearing masks and I'm like, wow.
Sheep. Yeah, but if they're cancer patients, chemo patients.
I understand
those,
that. There
understand.
Are certain exclusions,
yeah.
I understand. But
yeah.
Listening to the media and this stupid government, man, people.
You
there's not as many people.
Masks. You hardly
there's
see
not
masks
as many
here.
People where I live that wear masks anymore.
Very few.
Not many people here wear them.
Well, with
this
new variant that they're coming out with, I guess people are starting to wear masks again here. Of course, I live
in
communist Illinois.
At Menards, they're paying their employees $4 more an hour if they'll wear their mask.
Oh, that's
wow.
Idiotic.
I'm going to be honest. The people I see wearing masks are the ones that were vaccinated.
Well, that's stupidity
yeah.
in itself. The vaccination is supposed to stop all of it, right? Oh, that's right. No, it doesn't. You're a moron.
Yeah, it's not exactly your third booster shot.
And then
look,
another
booster shot.
That's
and another one is never going to stop.
If the first two shots didn't kill you, the boosters will.
And that's what is coming. See, that's the whole thing. Remember, two things. I Am Legend and the Umbrella Corporation.
I told Maza earlier, there's a part in Australia. I can't find the article. It was sent to me, but of course, with me being on Facebook jail, I can't share it. But there was a part of Australia that the cops were going in people's houses, forcibly
Hold on.
Shooting them
That's
up with
Brisbane.
Shots.
Brisbane.
Yeah, I wasn't sure of the
What did you say?
Of
they
the
were
area.
Doing,
it was. It's
the
Brisbane.
Police, the police were going in and forcibly shooting you up with the shot.
Hmm. Hear that, America?
And that's, you know, with everything
too,
that,
don't we, Bobby?
Yes, we do.
I would love to hear from Australians. I would love to hear, get a phone call from one of them.
Well, let me tell you a little bit something about the different countries that follow us. A lot of them won't call in for the simple fact is, for one, they do have to pay.
True.
Yeah, it's a long-distance call.
But for them not to sign on to our messenger, not messenger, our
website.
The blog talk.
No, the blog talk.
Blog.
The chat room. They,
oh,
can,
okay.
They can sign into the chat room, and it doesn't cost anything.
Okay.
Another part is certain countries, they won't call in because they don't want it tracked back to them.
Well, that's,
and that makes
I
sense too.
That.
Yeah, it's the censorship.
Okay, Robbie, it's also in Sydney. It's in Sydney also. They're using army helicopters in Sydney and giving out $500 fines for not wearing a mask, and they're going into homes to force a vaccine. Only 17% of Australia is vaccinated. And that's it.
I think the most concerning thing is the forced vaccination in the military.
Yep.
Well,
yeah,
right,
that's not going
to
go over too well.
Whether you want to have the shot or not, I respect your opinion.
Doesn't work.
Well,
if you want to get
for
the
my
shot,
fellow
talk,
Americans,
that's
with
you
what
be
we're
forced.
Saying,
get it.
For our fellow Americans, for what we're saying, it's coming to a town near you.
Yeah.
Town, state, city. Coming.
It's all the puzzle pieces that are starting to come and be put together. Of what they're truly up to.
We need to get Trump back in office. Bottom line.
Well,
very true.
It may not be Trump, but I tell you
DeSantis.
What.
DeSantis.
We need to get rid
DeSantis.
Of this entire administration and all the corrupt politicians that are embedded.
And they need to go to jail.
City. State
or climb the country.
Well,
they need to go to Epstein Island and get blowed up.
We're going to always have crooked friggin' politicians.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No matter what.
But do something about it. Impeach them. Put them in jail. Traitors against
exactly.
the country.
Exactly. Treason.
Exactly.
Now,
fire
if
squad.
We us in the military, if we refused something, we could have been, you know, during wartime. What's the punishment for that? It's death.
Death
by firing
by
squad.
By firing squad.
Exactly.
Well, is there, wait. Only if you're in a war, then it's the death penalty. It's execution. If not, you go to Leavenworth for the rest of your life.
Right.
But unless you're a
Democrat, again,
as an enemy combatant indefinitely without charge.
Yep.
20, 30 years if they want, or longer.
Exactly. And again, it's right now, this administration is, you know, they're above the law. It's time
but
that
how,
they start.
How did they ever get in power just befuddles me. How did we ever lose our way so badly that these corrupt politicians
they cheated.
Take over?
because they cheated.
We kept voting for them. We believed them when they said just give them another chance.
How did our say they were going to vote? Hold on.
Don't include me in that wee shit, because I didn't vote for no goddamn
corrupted
ass Democrat.
Me either.
You're not. That's not what I meant.
Listen.
Rhinos.
This is how it. Listen. Years ago, how did our enemies say they were going to destroy us?
From within.
From within.
From within.
Yep. Exactly.
Look at Omar.
Yeah. And we're dumb enough to let it happen.
Yep.
And obviously, you know, our so-called politicians, they are dumb enough.
Yep.
Because ain't not one of them got the balls to tell them that they're wrong and sign the right stuff.
No. Pelosi should be before a firing squad.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Never have been in power.
Schumer, too.
Schumer, too.
Yep.
I got a list, brother. We can keep going on and on.
Exactly.
Squad. Let's just go like this, the squad. No, no Muslim should be allowed to serve in our government.
If you cannot put your hand on a holy Bible.
That's right.
Yeah.
And swear to the oath, then you shouldn't be in the
position. If you don't believe in the Constitution, if you don't believe in the Constitution, the American flag, our pledge, our anthem, then you don't deserve to be in our government. Straight up.
Or in our country.
Military.
And there should be term.
Speaking of Muslims, we got two schools in Minneapolis right now that are pretty much turning into a public school into a school of terrorists, is what I call it. Making them be able to learn their rituals, their traditions, and their language, and blah, da, da, da. One school's already doing it.
That's also happening up there in Dearborn, Michigan, too.
The question lies, what do we do about it? I'm not
for true American patriots to stand
by
up
and let be self-destruct.
Right, and that's the reason why we can't do nothing, because we're not politically backed like all the handout friggin' politicians, only helping those that'll help them hide their shit.
Yeah. But how do we fix it? What is the solution? I can't stand by and watch this just go to shit.
Right. Well,
get all patriots
together. What needs to happen is what they've all been saying all over these years is term limits.
Absolutely.
And a discussion. And
for
a discussion.
Every elected official have term limits, period.
Exactly.
Well, think about this. Biden has been a politician for 40-some-odd years. Name one thing that he's done for America.
Nothing. Not one damn good thing. Not one thing.
He won a rigged election. That's all he did.
Yep.
He cheated fair and square. He cheated fair and square.
Right, yeah, in their eyes.
I don't even care if he cheated. He just needs to be impeached. My God, Trump was impeached within, 45 days of taking office?
Not once, but twice.
Twice!
Thank you.
Right. And they still won't shut up about that shit. And they prove he had nothing to do with
it. Won't do,
and it's like, seriously?
Biden, they won't do a goddamn thing about it.
Again.
If that's...
Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, if that's not the most treasonous fucking act I've ever seen in my 48 years, hello?
Right.
Look at Cuomo. Hey. Cuomo, they're debating on whether to impeach him.
Oh, well.
There shouldn't be no fucking debate about it.
There's no question about Cuomo. He's a fucking perv.
They have until September. They have until September to decide.
Yeah,
well,
that decision will never be made.
Right.
Just
you know,
like
why?
Everything
because
else in this country
again,
is going to be pushed under the rug.
Again, because they're above the law.
But
you
why
or
do
I
we
do some shit like that, we'd be shot on site or we'd be buried
yep.
underneath the friggin' prison.
Yep. For sure.
We'd be buried at the end of Lambeau Field.
Because we let them get away with it. We don't hold them accountable.
Nobody's being held accountable anymore for anything.
No.
You know what it is? You know what it is? It's all the good people, the true patriots, have a sense of morals and common sense. And that's
moral
why,
responsibility.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, we're not going to turn around and be like Antifa and the BLM and go kick people's teeth in because of whatever. It's like,
well, you know what,
how
Kim?
Far do we have to get pushed?
Well, you know what, Kim? I think it's time.
Maybe
I
it is time.
Time. Oh.
Maybe it is time
oh, yeah.
that we stand up.
We need to. We need to stand up and push back and show them. We're not giving up our rights. We're not giving up our Constitution. And we fucking sure in the hell ain't giving up our country. So fuck you all and get the fuck out.
Not
I think that's what, I think that's what the UN is waiting for.
Oh, please.
Not one person has
those pretty blue helmets are going to be targets.
No, you see what I'm saying? The minute we stand up, then that's when they say, you see, all you Trump supporters, you patriots,
yep.
Trump patriots, you're just insurrectionists, and now they're going to bring in the UN. See, that's what they're waiting for.
But you know
but
what?
In the meantime, they're going to keep,
the blood
they're gonna keep taking everything away.
And our enemies, it's time to renew the Tree of Liberty.
Yep.
All right, everybody,
we
got 90
minutes, Bobby.
Seconds. No, we got 90 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
All right, everyone. God bless and have a good night.
Yes. Chris, thanks, man.
Not a problem.
Good night.
Brother.
Everybody
good night.
That's been on tonight, thank you very much. God bless y'all. Have a blessed night. God bless our country. Let's stand up, America. We got to do this. Patriots, everybody. Love y'all. Stay tuned for tomorrow night's broadcast, Medical Tuesday. Thank you all.
Good night.
Night.
Night.